You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles, go to Ephesians chapter 4, please, tonight. We'll start there. We'll use our Bibles. I want to say a word as the ushers or the pastors are coming around and the orchestra. The prime timers are those that are retired in our church. We have 55 or 58 retired people in our church. And you're going to Pleasanton. Pleasanton is the most beautiful. I preached there always in January. They're in an old church built in 1874. Beautiful white clapboard church. The old downtown is just like that. They have an old hardware store. It's over 100 years old. They now moved a bank in there. But it's just beautiful. And you'll eat breakfast there. And then you'll go to those outlets that are just down the street. You'll have a great time, wonderful time. You know, the retired people in our church, I was walking in today and Cora saw you. She had been working out in the dining hall today. She works every day out in the dining hall, volunteers. We don't pay her, I like that. She was gonna go meet Mrs. Bernardino. Well, she answers phones on 3 days a week and we don't pay her. And all you folks that work around here, I'm so thankful for you. Then I wanna say hello to Tony and Shirley. We're glad you're back home with us here. And this is the year they're gonna join our church and move here permanently. It's going to be great, Tony. God bless you. I found a $4 million house for you, so it's not expensive, but we'll get you started with that one. Let's take our Bibles. I am beginning a series tonight on part two. Years ago, I had part one, words to live by. I have some words. I've got four. Actually, I have seven I want to cover with you. But if I don't keep your attention on this, we'll just break it down to four words over the next 4 weeks. But I'd like to go 7 weeks on this words to live by. This word tonight will change your life. I pray every day I would live my life this way. Every day of my life, Lord, I want to live this way. Help me, please. It's found, we're going to look at some scripture, but it's found in Ephesians in chapter number 4, please. Ephesians 4. And I'm going to ask you to read verse 32. 4:32. Ready? Begin. And be ye kind. The Bible says, and be kind. Tonight, we're looking at the word kind. I was talking to Brother Gammons from Winston-Salem, North Carolina this evening. And he said, Brother, he said, what are you? And he was out door knocking about 5:30. And he said, our pastors were all out. And he said, we're getting ready for church, going to go back home, get going to church. And, he said, what are you teaching on tonight? I said, be kind. And he goes, you know, I preached on that years ago, the original KFC. The original KFC, be kind, forgiving, as Christ. There it is right there, KFC in chapter 32, verse 32. But tonight is the word kind. And as I think of the word kind, I want to give you a definition. I want you to write it down or have it there. It's behavior. It's behavior that generates concern for others. How many have people that you come in contact with? I can think of names right now that are very, very difficult people. Very difficult people. I think of one man that he was very difficult to pastor. He's left our church after years, but I honestly don't believe he's saved. I don't say that very often about anyone. I don't believe the man's saved. He always has an issue with everybody. Everybody. His family, his relatives, church members, pastors. Just always, he's a troublemaker. And I feel for him. And my heart aches for him. And I pray for him, even though he's left years ago now. I pray for him. It's hard to be kind to some people, isn't it?
Amen.
Someone that's rude. I know my son-in-law is on security tonight, Brother Fanera, and one day, about 10 years ago, he was walking into McDonald's to get something, and a homeless fella said, give me something to eat. Well, you don't feel like getting anybody something to eat. And he got convicted. He said, well, he wants some food, and I got some money. And so he bought him a Big Mac and fries and a drink or whatever it was. And he came out and said, here, sir. The guy said, what is it? He said, I don't want that. Well, you know what? It's hard to be kind to someone like that, isn't it? Isn't it difficult to be kind? It's difficult to be kind to someone who's always a complaint,
right?
Always has a problem.
Amen.
But God doesn't say be kind to nice people. God says be kind. Kind is behavior that is concerned for others. Another definition, it's concerned for others with no expectation for praise or reward. And that's where kindness comes in. The Christian life is built on kindness.
Amen.
That's what our Lord Jesus, he was kind. He who was rich became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. He saw me as I really am. I'm just a lousy old worthless sinner. And he saw me and set his love on me. And because he set his love on me, I got saved.
Amen.
I want us to leave here tonight. I want us to leave here tonight and love children.
Amen.
I want us to love children. I tell you what, I love my life. I love my life. I love on Wednesday, you don't have to drag me to elementary chapel. Those kids, Brother Martinez, Brother Galvan, have them singing, and they sang, and I ask them Bible questions. Let me insert this. I ask them, let's see how you do on this quiz tonight. I just thought of this. I gave the elementary kids a quiz. I said, you know, when yesteryear, before radio and before television, a man would get on the tractor on Monday morning and he'd just think about the day in church yesterday. And I asked him, what was the first song? They got every one of them. What was the first song we sang last Sunday morning? The very first song. Do you have the answer? We'll go men against ladies now. I'm going to get to our Bible study. Men against ladies. You see, the devil, he steals everything as soon as he does to me. Sometimes a preacher say, what'd you preach yesterday morning on Monday night? What'd you preach? And I think, And I'm trying to think, the devil's stolen it away from my own heart. What was, ladies or men? I'm looking, who has their hand? Mary?
I think it was holy, holy,
holy. Holy, holy, holy. The ladies are ahead 1-0. Men, you are zeros. Say, I am a zero, fellows. Say it. I am a
zero.
Okay, here we go. Question 2. What book of the Bible did I preach from last Sunday morning? See, nobody here knows. Nobody here knows. The devil. Okay, got one here. One man. There's one back there. Two men. Yes, sir.
First Peter.
First Peter. What? No, 1-1. What was my message about last Sunday morning? Now, I'm going to have to disqualify you, Randy, because you said it out loud without letting me acknowledge you. So -1 for the men. Well, no, we'll give it to our adversary. What was the first song we sang on Sunday night? Can't remember, can you? Who said that out loud? Did you say that out loud? No, that's 20 points against the men. All right, my Savior's love. What did I preach on Sunday? What book of the Bible did I preach from? Brother Thomas.
Joshua chapter 24, 15.
You got it right, Joshua 24, 15. As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. You know, isn't it easy? It's off the subject, but that's not all the questions, but you did pretty well. 3 of you that had the answers. Isn't it easy to get it stolen out of your heart? I don't want God to steal. I don't want the devil to steal this out of your heart tonight. I want to be kind to children. Every little child. I want them to say, I had a loving pastor. My pastor, he was not a good preacher. Well, I shouldn't say that. I didn't understand him. He was long-winded, and that's the way guys preach. They always preach an hour and 15 minutes and monotone. And I'm not He wasn't monotone, but you know what I'm saying. It was just sort of boring to me as a boy. But I remember he was so kind. He'd all shake our hands, and he'd start shaking my hand like this. He'd say, Jack, that's a fisherman's handshake. That fish is getting away from me. He'd shake my hand and shake my hand, and he always talked to me. I had a good pastor, a great pastor. I want every child in this church to love me, and I want to love them. And some of them are hard to love. They act like their parents. All your kids are great. I want to love those teenagers. Yeah. You know, Brother Manley, I went to high school chapel. Those kids, they're just great. They are great kids. They're good kids. Better Christians than I was when I was in high school. I go to college. I want to love college students.
Amen.
They're in the throes of adulthood and turning into adulthood and trying to put their dating life together and their academics together and their career together and their ministry together. They're in a very, very hostile environment with their lives and themselves. I want to love those college students. By the way, I want to love those college students. We've had many this last year come and visit us. They're not like Brother Drew over here. Brother Drew, he believes just like us. But we have a lot of graduates now that don't believe like we do. But they still come and visit us. I don't want them ever feel like I'm preaching against them. Guard what I say. I want to shake their hand. I want to talk to them. I want to love them. Maybe they don't mirror what I am anymore, but that doesn't mean I can't love them.
Amen.
I can be kind to everybody. I want to be kind to the 20-year-olds, the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds. I want to be kind to those people. I want to be kind to the middle-aged people. 35 is middle age. You live to 70, 35 is middle age. Some of you, a lot of middle-agers in here, to 50. I want to be kind to the 60-year-olds and the prime-timers. Oh, I love the prime timers. I want to be kind to the widow and the widower. I want to be kind to the divorced person. I want to be kind to the retired. I want to be kind to the people that are just getting out of jail. I want to be kind to the alcoholic that's still battling alcohol and the drug addict that's still battling drugs. I want to be kind to missionaries and to missions. I'm just so grateful for all of these that I want to be kind to everybody.
Amen.
And that's what God wants in my life. Be kind one to another. Turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 50, please. Genesis 50. I'm asking to release you tonight in just a few moments to be kind to a world out here that's hateful, that's mean, that's obnoxious. But Genesis 50, we'll get to the text in a moment. John Bielger was a man, this happened about 100 years ago. And John Bielger had a sister, and she was raising her children by himself, and they were literally starving to death. He had no money, their uncle, he had no money. And John went and he stole some bread, some beans, some food for his nieces and nephews. They caught John and put John in jail, prison. It's hard to believe he was in prison this long, over 100 years ago. He was in prison for 19 years for stealing bread and beans and some wheat and some things of that nature for his starving nieces and nephews. He got out of jail after 19 years for stealing, and he couldn't get a job because he's a felon. Nobody wanted to hire him. And a preacher hired him to come to work for him. And you know, lo and behold, John did the same thing again. John stole some of the silver platters and silver that pastor had. And the pastor reported, he didn't know who stole it, but he found out in time that John stole it. And the police came and said, we've got your culprit, here's your stuff. He goes, the pastor had to make a choice, and he made a choice real fast. He said, oh no. There's been a mistake. John has that. That's his. He can have it. I thought you were going to take the candlesticks also, John. I thought you were going to take the candlesticks also. You forgot those. He went to bat for that man, John. Kept him out of prison the second time. Gave him a second chance. That's what you call being kind. Kind to unlovely people. Kind to that person at work that's driving you crazy. Kind to that person that's most of you have somebody in your company that's lying about you right now.
Amen.
They just lie about you. They're not kind. But you can be kind because you're a Christian.
Right?
Look what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 50. This is where Joseph, chapter 37 through 50, is my favorite passage of scripture in the Old Testament. And it's the story of Joseph being made known to his brothers. I'm Joseph, your brother. And now Jacob, his dad, dies. And the Bible says, verse 18, his brethren also went out and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we are thy servants. Their dad's dead. They think he's going to pay back now. They sold him to bondage into the Midianites, and he's going to pay us back. And Joseph said unto them, fear not. Let's read verse 19. Ready? Begin. And Joseph said unto them,
fear not.
Stay right there. I'm not God. I'm just man. Fear not. Don't be afraid of me. But as for you, ye thought evil against me. What's the next phrase say? But God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as this day to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not. I know daddy's dead. Don't fear. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake, what's the word? Kindly. Cannot we live like that? You say, well, I have a sister. I haven't spoken to my sister in 10 years. Now I'm so upset with her. Well, why don't you pray about getting it right? You say, well, if I try to do it, she'll hang up on me. Well, let her hang up and then send her a letter. But you try. I tell you, I have watched in my ministry, I have watched people restore relationships. That's what Christianity does. Be kind. Demonstrate a behavior that's kind to one another. Turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 9, please. You're listening so very well. 2 Samuel chapter 9. I wonder, is God putting someone in your heart tonight? You say, well, tonight I need to be kind. I need to be kind to a person. 2 Samuel chapter 9. And David said, David's the king now, is there any left in the house of Saul? What was Saul to David? It was his father-in-law. But Saul was the king. What was Saul the king trying to do to David? He tried to kill him. Threw a javelin at him. And he tried to hunt him down in caves, in the mountains, and he tried to kill him. And the Bible says that David's now the king, and Saul is now dead. And he died on Mount Gilboa. And he said, is there any left in the house of Saul that I may show him, what's the word? Kindness for Jonathan's sake. Jonathan died with his dad and brothers on Mount Gilboa also. Is there anybody left of that family? I know he hunted me. I know he tried to kill me. I know he hated me. I know I had to flee. But I want to show kindness to someone in his family. And there was in the house of Saul, his servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him, David said to the king unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God? Underlying kindness. That's where kindness comes from. It comes from God. It doesn't come from the Baptist church. It doesn't come from you. Kindness comes that God works in our heart. And the Bible said, the kindness of God unto him. Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath a son who's lame on his feet. The king said, where is he? And Ziba said, behold, he is in the house of Machor, the son of Amiel, in Lodibar. And David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machor, the son of Amiel from the Lodibar, and when Mephibosheth, that's his son, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. You know, but Mephibosheth doesn't know what David the king's going to do to him. You know the story. He was just a five-year-old boy, and the nurse fell, and she crushed him, and he lost his ability to walk. And he doesn't know, I'm here starving to death, trying to make it life. Now the king sends for me. I got to go see the king. I got to go see David. My dad, my grandpa was hunting him. My dad and he were good friends, but I got to go see the king. And David said, fear not. I will surely show thee, what's the word? I will surely show thee what? For Jonathan thy father's sake, and restore thee to land, and Saul thy father, and you shall eat continually at my table continually. And he bowed himself and said, what is thy servant that thou shalt look upon such a dead dog as I? And the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, said unto him, I have given to thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to his house. And he said, I want him to come and eat. And verse number 11, for as Mephibosheth said to the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. And so verse 13, Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem. He did eat continually at the king's table, and he was lame on both his feet. David showed kindness to a boy that was really struggling. We sing that song, I don't know all the words, but show a little bit of love and kindness. I don't know after that what the words are, but God wants me to show kindness. Patch the pirate, who's home with the Lord now, died about 2 years ago. We sing songs in elementary chapel like obedience is, the very O-B-E, and you spell it out. He wrote that song. He wrote so many good children's songs, and the radio broadcast we have on our broadcast for children on Tuesday afternoons, I believe, Patch the Pirate. But he wrote this song, be ye kind to one another, be tender-hearted, true, be kind to one another in everything you do. Follow his commandments, be faithful, strong, and true. Be kind to one another.
Amen.
I want us to leave out of here tonight, be kind. My Bible says, and you don't need to turn there, in Romans chapter 12, verse number 10, and be kindly affectionate one to another. Yeah. Tonight in this auditorium, there's someone that God has put on your heart to just say hello to. Maybe there's someone in this room. I can tell you, I know of suffering needs in here, sitting here right now tonight. I wish you'd go and just don't get all the information. Maybe they won't share it with you. But just shake their hand and tell them you're so glad they're in God's house.
Amen.
Just so glad you're here. I know tonight of families that are, you're hoping you're not going to divorce, but you're wondering if you're going to. In this room right now. You know, maybe a kind word to that woman or that man might help them on the pathway of life. These teenagers are here and throughout the auditorium. Maybe they're like me. I was a good Christian as a teenager on Saturday and Sunday and Wednesday. At church, I wasn't a hypocrite. I loved church. I loved church. I loved working at church. I loved singing. But Monday through Friday, I was in a public school. And I'm ashamed to tell you this. I was ashamed of Christ. I didn't know how to witness. I didn't know how to give the gospel. I didn't know how to give the plan of salvation. I was raised in a good church. It wasn't their fault. It was my fault. But I didn't know. And everybody knew I went to Sunday school, but most guys went to the Methodist Sunday school, the Presbyterian Sunday school, the Nazarene Sunday school. Sunday morning, they all went to Sunday school. They knew I wasn't going to drink or smoke. But that's about all they knew about my life. I never witnessed to one person in high school. I don't believe I ever passed a tract. I was involved with neighborhood Bible clubs, and I spoke on Friday afternoons at a house and had 30, 35 kids come in. I told the stories of the high school kid. I could do that. Brother Jose, I wasn't a good Christian. Our pastor and his wife, I told the teens this morning, they expected all of us to read our Bibles and pray an hour every day. And on Sunday afternoon, we give our notebooks to our pastor's wife. We go to the rest homes to go sing in these two rest homes, and she would grade our notebooks and put comments on them. I never turned mine in because you could see I've still got some of the notes from way back yesteryear. I've got some of my notes from my Bible reading schedule where I was taking in seventh grade architectural design, and I learned how to draw three-dimensional, and I was drawing three-dimensional pieces of pie. I was doing car wheels. I see pictures of cars I drew when I was supposed to be reading my Bible. I could read my Bible and pray for 10 minutes a day or 15 minutes, Brother David. That was it. I couldn't read an hour, but I wanted to. And I'm glad they put me in that habit of reading my Bible. I was not a good Christian, but God wanted me. I was kind to people. I worked at being kind to people. My Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, charity suffereth long and is kind. We're out of time. Ephesians 4:32, and be kind one to another. Let me summarize where we're going tonight. Kindness, according to Wikipedia, that's not the Bible. Wikipedia says kindness begins in the home. Dad, if you're not kind, your kids are probably not going to capture it. Dads need to teach kindness. And so when they hear their son say to their sister, and they're arguing, and he goes, you're just ugly. You're ugly. Dad, you got to stop that. You don't have to yell. You don't have to scream. But you can be very patient and very steady. Son, come here and see me right now. Look at me, son. He's going to look down and say, look at me. I want your eyes. We don't speak that way to your sisters. Because one day you'll look at me. You'll speak that way to your wife. I don't want you speaking to your wife. Do you want to speak to your wife that way? No. Well, then don't ever call your sister ugly again. I want to call her out here, and I want you to apologize to her, and I want it to be from your heart. Don't have to yell at them. Don't have to scream at them. Sister Gertrude, come out here. So the sister comes and says, your brother Gunther has something to say something to you. And Gunther says, I'm sorry. Dad, that's not a sorry. Son, let's back this truck up and let's have it from your heart this time. Are you really sorry for calling your sister ugly? You know, children can be so mean to, you're ugly. Girls call one another ugly. You're stupid. Don't ever let your child call anybody in life stupid. Mr. Edison, as an elementary school, Thomas Edison, the inventor of electricity and the light bulb and the phonograph and all these things, his teacher sent him home from elementary school and said, your son, Thomas, is stupid. He'll never learn. Don't keep him in school. Well, that was a stupid teacher, but we don't use the word stupid, so we can't say stupid. Number one, it begins in the home. Number two, it begins with the parents. Number three, it begins at school. I don't ever want anybody attacking. You know, some of you are so smart, some of you teenagers. I was talking to my granddaughter who's up here visiting with her. She's in the Patch program tonight with her mom helping us at the house. She's a sixth grader. She's always gotten straight A's all through elementary school. Every grade's a straight A. She goes, well, Pop, I did get one A minus. One A minus out of 7 years of school. But you know, she is so polite. She's so kind. All of our grandkids are kind. All 14 of them. They're just kind to one another. They're kind to our family. I think of my wife, Tiffany's come up here. She's been so kind to her mom. Tim called today and said, I'm coming up, Mom. She goes, well, I'm okay. I don't think I need it. He goes, I'm coming. Thank God for our kids. But all of our kids, I thought of it today, all of our children and our in-laws and our grandkids, they're all kind people. I want them to be kind. And you know, lastly, not only at school, but at church. You teens, talk to some elderly person tonight. I know you're busy, but always take time. Take time for the people in the wheelchair. Take time for a person in a cane. Take time for a widow that's trying to get to her car in the rain and say, let me walk with you.
Amen.
I've got an umbrella. Our Father, I love these people so much. I love having the Spanish here. They're such a blessing. Thank you for their love for thee. And I pray that on Wednesday night should not be a disappointment coming here. I pray it'd be a thrill in their lives. God, help the Spanish ministry to show kindness. Help the American church over here to show kindness. May we be kind people is my prayer, with no ambition of receiving anything in return.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.